a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like their human spirit. He writes only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
All right, back here for hour number two. It's definitely hammer time here. Yeah, thank you. Today's energy. Oh, my. All right, it's hour number two underway here of the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I do so hope that's going to get fixed. We had it running, and then don't worry about it. I know it's not you, Michael. It's a dead blame computer. Hammer, hammer, hammer. Always works. But we're here for hour number two. I want to thank, you know, Trevor for being on, and mostly because he didn't wait for somebody to tell him to do it. Folks, he just did it. And I think that's one of the key things in this, is that everybody's sitting around waiting for marching orders. There aren't going to be any marching orders. You see something that needs done, go do it. And that's the way you do it. And that's the way this is going to get done. We're not going to have the commanding general. You know, if you're waiting for somebody to, you know, to come up with medals on their chest and their little helmet to tell you what your orders are and where you're to go, it's not going to work that way. And so stop waiting for it, because it's not happening. Just if you see something that needs fixing, something that needs done, get after it. And he's so right. Doing things on the internet right now is so inexpensive. I mean, you can get a domain literally for $10. You can get website hosting for $5 or less a month. You know, I mean, so it's easy. You can teach yourself HTML in an afternoon. Literally, there's tutorials all over the place. You can learn it for free. You don't have to spend all kinds of money buying a book, all that. I mean, the information's out there. It's just you have to just decide, okay, I need to do this. If I need to put up a website, I'm going to go do it right now. And go do it. I mean, there's even HTML editors. HTML is the standard language that's used for a lot of websites. There's also PHP. There's Java out there. There's programs in Flash that run like that play the YouTube videos and stuff. But basic HTML will get you by, and you can build a site. And there's even what's called an HTML editor. It's basically what you see is what you get. And so when you make a change to something, it immediately shows up, and you know what you've got. So anybody can do this. And just knowing that there's a need, knowing something needs to be done, and just, yep, okay, I'm going to do it. And it's by us acting instead of reacting that we'll win. We have to be active. We can't be reactive. They want us to continue to be reactive and to constantly react to something that they do. But it's time for us to act. And I believe that wholeheartedly. Open lines this hour. And anything you want to talk about, you want to talk about Ron Paul, whatever. We're hopefully going to have audio of his appearance tonight on Jay Leno in a few minutes, at least before the show's over. So I'm anxious to hear the audio of that appearance tonight. And more, our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open at republicbroadcasting.org and also at midnightridershow.com. Feel more than free to hop in either one of those and join the conversation that's going on right now, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On the Midnight Rider, if you want to join us on the program tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we've got Chris on the line. We'll get to her call in just a second. But one thing I wanted to talk about real fast is an interesting thing that some people are doing to help raise money for Ron Paul. It's a he. Okay. Sorry. We'll get to Chris's call. Well, obviously it was a CH, not a K. So I should read, Mike. I had a dumbed down public education. There's the fault. But these guys in the college that's not been named to help raise money for Ron Paul. They are going to they're going to play Halo 3. It's a video game. They're going to play it 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're going to broadcast their gaming sessions live on the internet. Wow, 30,000 people so far have been watching them play. But it's all to help bring awareness to Ron Paul and help raise a little bit of money too. I mean, it's very cool. Again, it's people just getting in there and doing what they think is necessary to be done. And that's been the cool thing about his campaign, is that people just pick it up and away they go. It's very cool. Chris in California, welcome to the program. You are on the Midnight Rider.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
This is Mike Chambers.
Mike Chambers, hey, good evening to you. I saw a documentary on the construction of WTC-1 in 1990 that was called The Engineering and Construction of the Twin Towers. It was produced by PBS by a number of independent filmmakers who worked under an independent grant and then made their production under the umbrella of PBS, and it aired in 1990. I think production started in 87. It was 2 hours in length. It aired on two consecutive nights on Channel 28 here in Southern California in 1990. And because I worked with steel for 35 years as a welder, I've been a heavy equipment operator off and on for about 25 years, doing quite a bit of demo. In 1984, I was operating a track-mounted rock drill under a blaster, and I was drilling blast holes. We were doing what's called cushion blasting with mostly Enflo and building a roadway. I learned what it takes to reduce mineral-based material into particulate, fine particulate. And this is what you want. You want to use, you want to have gravel and sand to push out with the dozers. You want to just deal with it. You don't want to have a lot of rocks to deal with. And then I've been a surveyor, and I work under a civil engineer doing drafting for the last 20, 25 years. So in 1990, I saw this documentary, and I knew exactly what I was looking at. I understood every word of the documentary, the 2 hours. The first half hour was about the history of it, and Rockefeller sort of forcing it onto the inhabitants of New York, and then Leslie E. Robertson developing the concept with steel core columns. And his preliminary plans went to Minoru Yamasaki. And Yamasaki was a brilliant architect, engineer. And he was also a craftsman. He built his own model after doing some calculations and saw the usual problem with very long steel members, a lot of flex. Now, mind you, that the Tacoma Narrows Bridge went down in a 42-mile-an-hour wind, and it's a 600-foot-long span, 80-foot wide. Okay, so we have a 1,300-foot tower here that's got a 204-foot or 208 exterior wide face, and it's got to take 120-mile-an-hour wind, so that baby's got to be really strong. And Minoru Yamasaki did some calcs. The steel structure had the usual deficiencies that he sort of expected, but giving Leslie E. Robertson the benefit of the doubt, he built a model using the tempered steel that that was recommended. And in the wind tunnel, he got to 85 miles an hour, and he saw deformations of the faces of these shear walls, the perimeter box columns that we're familiar with. And he calculated that within 10 or 15 miles an hour, there could easily be a failure of the shear walls and a collapse of the towers. He refused to certify that tower with steel core columns. Now, he was the pioneer of a concrete core, a steel-reinforced cast concrete tube, and he recommended this. And, of course, Robertson Association didn't want this because there was so much loss of floor space at the ground level to the walls of the concrete core. And, of course, they have to be quite thick down there. And they started out, it was overly thick, too thick. They didn't like it, but Robertson Associates came up with a source for high tensile steel rebar. It's got a lot of chromium in it. It's really tough. And via calculations, they determined that these walls could be gotten down to a size that was going to be workable. And, of course, the core of the towers was a rectangular on the inside of 120 by 80 foot. And on the narrow ends, it was 17-foot thick concrete, and on the 12th, it was 12 foot wide on the north side, and it tapered to 2 foot all the way around at the top. Of course,
okay, we've only got 45 minutes left of the program, so we kind of let's kind of get to the conclusion here a little bit.
Okay, we are so far behind on information because of FEMA. FEMA has presented a tower that has steel core columns, and it's a lie. It's a deception. And that deception,
Hold on a minute. I mean, I've seen pictures.
Okay,
sure. They show a steel core. 47 steel columns in the middle.
You think you have?
Please don't tell me that it's part of the conspiracy.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Hold on a second now.
No, I'm done. I've heard all that. It's part of the conspiracy crap. Thank you for your call. Have a great night. Thank you. It's all part of the conspiracy. Yeah, I knew exactly where this was going. Oh, God. Oh. We melted out of concrete about 12 inches high. Then we thought, well, hell, Bill, let's build another 12 inches on it with some concrete and some rebar. Hot dog. It's just like building my driveway. Here we go. Up, 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 up. Oh, my God. Talk to some iron workers that worked there. You know, look, I'm all for letting people speak, but when it's absolute drivel, I mean, the guy sounds reasonable and all that and everything, but once he got to this, and I brought up the picture thing, and I said, don't tell me it's part of the conspiracy. Yes, it's part of the conspiracy. I heard the same thing out of Judy Wood and Jim Fetzer. Not going to play the game. Sorry. We've got too many things to worry about in this country rather than whether or not FEMA presented the right building or not. No, there wasn't a building to present because it got blown up. Folks, we're way beyond theories. To hell with your blasted theories. I mean, here's the deal. Let's just break this down now that you've got me mad. 9/11 is a piece of the puzzle. It's not the puzzle. 9/11 was an event, a horrific event. 3,000 people murdered. But it's not the event. It's not the event. It's an event in a long string of events that have brought us to this point. 9/11, in my opinion, was the launch of the final stage to bring about the eventual demise of this country. It gave them cover for extensive police state powers like the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, a war in Iraq. All these are based on lies. And guess what? They started planning this stuff the day they hit office, 9 months before 9/11. Jeez. I mean, and you look at their own documents, folks, where they want to eliminate 80 to 95% of us, and we're worried about what type of cord the Twin Towers had. They were blown up. I mean, my God, I feel like I'm Dr. Phil here. Can't you catch a clue? My name's Dr. Phil, and you got a problem. They want to kill us dead. Stop talking about core columns. 9/11 is important, yes. But it is not the overriding issue. Our economy is about to crash. The dollar's falling apart. We got junk and crap in our food. Heck, they even passed regulations the other day that will allow depleted uranium and radioactive metals to be turned into frying pans. Hey, nothing like turning your eggs glow in the dark. Oh, wow, honey, check. We can eat our eggs at night. I mean, I'm sorry, and I hate to be going off on this caller like this because, again, he sounds reasonable, and I'm sure he's done a great amount of research in all of this, but it's whether it's the no planes thing or it's the space beams thing or now it was a concrete core. This thing extended up over 1,000 feet in the air. Concrete is weak. Yeah, well, we had some steel rebar in there. There's some big stuff in there. I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess you saw a documentary in 1990. They want us dead, plain and simple. That's the end game. To quote Alex Jones, if you haven't seen his film, watch it. Stop with all this. Oh, I found out it's a concrete core. But yet there's pictures out there. There's even video out there of the building of the towers. Guess what? It's all steel. I know they mean well. My gosh, we're out of time, folks. We don't have time to play these games anymore. Suffice it to say, It was a game that was rigged. It was from the start. The buildings blew up. The planes went in. Yes, the planes went in. 3,000 people died. And they're in the process of turning this into a police state. That's the brass tacks of it. I'm sorry if it doesn't fit your theory, but that's where it's at. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Broadcasting Network. You know, we've got people like Trevor putting up websites to trying to help make a change in those concrete cores. We've got a million dead in Iraq. That's blood on our hands. We've got a private army running around not only the world, but in this country as well now. Wreaking havoc. Now they're getting contracts to go into the local police departments and train our local police. I mean, these are the very same people, this Blackwater group, that drew down on our own soldiers in Iraq after a traffic accident. Now, this is the future. This is what's coming. And it's coming to a city near you. I mean, it's right around the corner. Vaccines that are causing autism in children. Oh, that's not doing that. Yeah, it is. Amazing how once you started giving those vaccines that the rates of autism really started skyrocketing. The experiments that have been done on people. These are not nice folks. These are psychopaths. These are people who have no compunction whatsoever about killing you or hurting you or maiming you. They don't care. Not whatsoever. And that's going to be the shocker for a lot of people when they finally realize that these people are vicious in their murders. I mean, 1 million people dead in Iraq. Out of a country of 25 million, that's 4% of their population we killed. Another 20% of their 20 to 25% fled the country. The rest are stuck. They have no way of getting out. So there's no food. There's no water. And daily on TV we hear this lie. Well, it's Al-Qaeda who's fighting this. No, it's Iraqis who are mad, who want us gone. We screwed up the place. They want us out of there. I mean, when the rebuilding began, we didn't hire Iraqis. We went off and brought in the Filipinos who would work cheap, or the Turks, or the Kuwaitis. Everybody but Iraqis. There's a dam over around Mosul that is ready to bust. It was built in the wrong place to begin with. They've kept it there. They've been trying to do preventative measures to keep it safe for as long as they can. It's beyond saving. We've already spent millions trying to shore the thing up. We hired a company from Turkey. They've not even gotten started on the job. Instead of putting Iraqis there, paying the Iraqis to do it, and let them rebuild their own country and help them out like we promised. None of the rebuilding projects that we promised those people over there are going according to plan. Even the big U.S. embassy, which was given to a Kuwaiti contractor, is behind schedule because, well, there's safety issues and a lot of schlocky work. It's crap work. And now you've got U.S. diplomats that don't want to go over there to work. Because they're afraid. They're afraid of being killed. Even in the green zone. There's daily mortar attacks that are coming in there. There's nothing that we do that's safe. Now we've got Turkey wanting to go fight the Kurds in northern Iraq. And guess what? We got to let them because 70% of our supplies come through Turkey. We've ignited the country so much that the Brits are pulling out in the south. Yeah, killing is ahead of schedule, isn't it? Yeah, it seems a little bit. But there's more to come. Part two. We had a 400-mile supply line running from Kuwait. Now, when you've got the Brits pulling out, Basra's in the hands of the Iraqis. That supply line is tenuous at best. Has never been secure. Our Saigon moment's coming, folks. It's just a matter of time. It is literally a matter of time there. And that's what's sad. So many of our kids are going to have to die. And more Iraqis are going to die. Needlessly. And now, hey, let's throw in some Iranians into the mix. Why not? Sounds great. It's all about control of resources anyway. The Iraqis are wise to that. They know what's going on. They're not stupid. After all, that's where civilization started. All right, more to come around the corner, including Ron Paul on Jay Leno. We'll play it when we come back after the break. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
That's what happened tonight on Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Still can't get over Jay Leno being the host. I still think of Johnny Carson as the host of the Tonight Show. It ought to be just called Jay Leno Show. But it's the Tonight Show. Ron Paul is on it tonight. We'll get to the clip here in just a minute. Friday night on the show, we're going to have the Young Guns Roundtable, Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com, and Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com. Will join us this week to talk about the news, kind of a little roundup. We'll go through a bunch of stuff, including more of this H.R. 1955, which in the end, that's an insipid piece of legislation that in the end shows you there is no difference between Democrats and Republicans. They both hate freedom, period, end of story. They don't want any dissent. They don't want anybody to, well, throw a monkey wrench into things. And so I'm sure we'll hit on all that stuff on Friday night. We may do an edition of You Rant one night, either Wednesday or Thursday night. One of those nights we might do it, depending on how things shape up. I've extended an invitation to Sherry Peel Jackson about to come on and talk about her case. Her trial ended today. She was found guilty on all four counts. Not sure how this all happened. This jury deliberated literally 30 minutes and came back. This is a travesty of justice that happened, and I've put in some calls to some people. I've not gotten any response back yet to try to get some folks on the show to talk about it and see exactly just what happened. We've had so many victories this year. And then, of course, Edna Lane Brown in jail. Elaine, there's a letter out from Elaine. We'll try to get into that one tomorrow night. And we can't forget these people, folks. They understand there's a price for freedom, and they're willing to pay it. And Sherry is one of these. And she's paying it. And so I want to get her on. She's not going to be sentenced until early next year. She's back home tonight, I believe. And it's a travesty of justice. And it shows you that by and large, in this country, there is no more justice. You're guilty until proven innocent. There's no beyond a reasonable doubt or any of that anymore. It's gone. The America we knew is dead. It's over. That's gone bye-bye. It's the overriding question now is, do we want to take the country back and try to restore it to what it was? And that's the question. And there are people who are standing in the gap, like Sherry Peel Jackson and Elaine Brown, others like Joe Bannister, these people have been on him since he left the IRS. Tommy Crier, the Las Vegas Nine out there, who all 169 counts dropped, either not guilty or hung juries. Very, very pitiful. It's pitiful. But Sherry Peel Jackson found guilty today on all four counts. And from what I'm understanding is the jury, I don't think, understood the instructions. And, 30 minutes, what could you do? They basically got a Coke, walked in and said guilty, and they came back. Hey, we can be home for supper. Yeah, that's Sherry Peel Jackson, folks. And so my thoughts, prayers, and good wishes to her and her family. I mean, here she is. She's married, got kids, and still she stood up and paid the price. And, folks, we got to have more like her. Good lady. All right, Ron Paul on the Tonight Show tonight with Jay Leno. All the reports I've got are this great. I haven't heard this yet. Let's take a listen.
All right. My next guest, a congressman from Texas, also running for president as a Republican. He's definitely not leading in the polls, but he is the most popular GOP candidate on the web. We'll find out what he's all about. Please welcome Congressman Ron Paul.
Thank you for having me.
I know you're from Texas now, but what's your background? You didn't grow up in Texas, did you?
No, I grew up in Pennsylvania, okay. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, all right. And you're a physician and still a physician.
Right.
How many babies have you delivered?
About 4,000.
Wow. And that's just the NBA stars. That's not even counting. I know you're also in the Air Force as well?
Right. I spent 5 years in the Air Force as a flight surgeon.
Okay, so... Two noble professions, armed forces, doctor. How'd you get into the sleazy one, the politics? Right? Now, what made you leave being a doctor and then a designer? Well,
I got fascinated with studying economics, and I figured we were on the wrong course about 30 years ago.
Okay.
And I think we still do a lot of things wrong, and I've been fascinated with Austrian economics, which is free market economics. Mm-hmm. It also involves hard money. That is, you shouldn't be allowed to print money out of thin air. You know, we have a problem with that.
Right.
We think money should be backed by something.
Right, exactly. Okay. And you've been a congressman how long?
This is my 10th term. I was in for 4 terms, left for 12 years, went back to medicine.
Okay.
And then I've been back again since 97.
And this is the second time you've run for president?
Second time. I did it in 88 as a libertarian.
Okay, okay. Now, what made you become a Republican this time, or run as a Republican rather than a Libertarian again?
Well, I've always been a Republican. I took a break and was in the Libertarian Party for that year, and okay. I've been elected to Congress for 10 times as a Republican,
okay.
So I've traditionally been a Republican.
Okay, now, it's interesting. You're not in the top tier in the polls, but you're certainly in the top three. I believe you're number three in money raising.
That's right. That's
what do you attribute that to?
The views are very popular.
Yeah. Well,
we defend the Constitution and very limited government. They're very popular. Young people love it. You know, I say things like, would you like to get out of Social Security? You're not going to get anything. Young people say, yeah, get out.
No, what do you mean get out of it? You mean just put an end to Social Security?
No, not to put an end to it. As a matter of fact, my program would be the only way you could protect the people who need to get Social Security and they were dependent on it because then there's no money in the Social Security fund. I've never voted to spend any of it, so
right.
I can't be blamed for
okay.
taking care of that fund. But I would save billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, maintaining our empire around the world. And I'd bring our troops home and have enough money to cut our deficit and take care of the people who become dependent on these programs and allow people who would like to be self-reliant and get out of the heavy hand of government mm-hmm. to be able to do it.
Now, I know you also want to do away with abolishing the IRS, is that correct?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, how do you do that? Because don't you find, I find, no matter what money you give government, they seem to spend twice as much.
That's right.
So you want to cut it. If you did away with Social Security, how much of it would you be? Would it be three-quarters of the income from the...
If you got rid of the income tax.
The income. So income tax for everybody?
About 40%. So you don't have to get rid of all the government. If you got rid of the income tax, you'd still have enough revenues that were about equivalent to what we had in the year 2000.
Really?
Yeah, so we lived a good many years without an income tax,
right.
You know, up until 1913. And like you
but
say,
but we didn't have paved roads. We didn't have roads and all the services that we
had. Well, I don't know. We did a lot of good things before 1913. At least we didn't have an empire to worry about.
Right.
Maybe we weren't
okay.
at least in the world. So we weren't wasting a lot of money. So,
well, how about... Okay. Would you be for a flat tax or a value added? Like the English have this huge sales tax, value added tax. Anything like that?
Well, I lean toward a flat tax, but I want to make it real flat, like zero.
I mean, it sounds great, but it just seems like there would not be enough money being raised. I don't know.
Well, but the people would have the money.
Right.
But when you send it to Washington and you hope to get it back, then it's divided up for political reasons. And, you know, that's why we have lobbyists. You've heard there are lobbyists come to Washington.
Right.
You know, they come and they fight over this pie, which is actually shrinking. My idea is you allow people to work and keep the fruits of their labor. The money stays in their house or in their state, so you don't have to go to Washington and fight over this.
Okay.
And you'd have a much smaller government.
Okay. Now, your biggest issue is, of course, Iraq. That's how I got my attention. And your plan with... Close it down, bring everybody home, and...
As quickly as possible. I mean, it was a mistake to go in.
Okay.
We shouldn't have gone in. We didn't go in properly. See, I still believe we should follow the Constitution. You know,
I understand that. But is there a chance that you get into these situations, be it a mistake or whatever, so deeply that to pull out does more harm than good? I mean, do you...
I don't think so.
No? I mean...
No, I mean, if I were to make a mistake in medicine, I made the wrong diagnosis, and say I don't want to admit my mistake, and I keep giving the patient the wrong medicine, it wouldn't make my sense. But we made a mistake,
okay.
And we should change it. We should admit it. And we're in worse shape. Our national defense is in shambles. Compared to what it would be if we weren't so engaged. I mean, our troops are disenchanted. The troops are complaining. And there's just that we're overly engaged. So I don't think we're safer at all. And I think if you look at foreign policy, I actually think we're more vulnerable for another attack under the conditions today than we were even before 9/11.
I mean, would you call yourself an isolationist?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't call myself an isolationist. I follow the founder's admonition, you know, peace and commerce and friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none.
Right.
So they were strong believers in free trade and travel and friendship, diplomacy,
and just bring the weapons home. Right. We can defend this country. Nobody's going to touch us militarily. I fear now, because of the consequence of what's going on with the war overseas as well as the war on terrorism, that our greatest threat is a threat to our civil liberties here at home. Where do you see your chances as winning? Do you see your chances as winning, or just trying to at least get certain points across, upset the apple cart, you know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot more chance than it was 12 months ago.
Yeah.
No, it's growing by leaps and bounds. If you look at the growth of the supporters, I mean, on the internet and on these meetup groups, we have over 1,000 meetup groups, and they're spontaneously organized. The fundraising is growing exponentially, and the message is powerful. You know, I have my shortcomings, but the message has no shortcomings. The message of liberty is what America is all about, and the more people hear about this, and the more they understand the financial trouble we're in, the trouble the dollar is in, and the failure of our foreign policy, all of a sudden this has gotten so popular, way beyond what I had conceived. And so I would say, yes, there probably is a risk I could win.
Now, wouldn't you? Yeah. Would you accept a vice presidency?
I probably wouldn't be offered one. No, it would be real hard for me to accept a vice presidency in an administration that endorsed everything I didn't believe in. I wouldn't be able to do that. And right now, there aren't too many on the Republican side who are advocating non-intervention overseas. And yet they had. Republicans in the past used to endorse this issue. Remember in the year 2000, we were supposed to have a humble foreign policy and don't go into nation building. So it isn't so long ago that we used to talk about that. But right now, I don't think any of the candidates are likely to endorse that philosophy. If they did and invited me, I'd certainly consider it.
Well, I must say, I know you're, can I ask your age? You're 72?
72.
And I'm impressed about how many young people have joined on your committee. I meet young people all the time that enjoy listening to you and believe what you say. So good luck to you, sir.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations. On call. Be right back with the second question.
Nice applause. I mean, again, you know, every time he goes on these things, I think he does a darn good job. And I got to thank Josh Reeves for getting me that clip and getting it up so fast so we could play it. I mean, he actually, you know, recorded it, put it on a computer, and then got it uploaded for us so we could play it. And my deep appreciation to him for helping us get that tonight. And Josh is with the TruthNet Radio Network, a network that I own and that I run during the day. Very cool. You know, that's one of the things I like about this movement is we've got so many people working together. You know, you get a tidbit here from somebody not related to what you do. They call and say, hey, you know, this information's out. You might want to use it. And it just goes all around. And I like that. And just people working together, seeing something needs to be done, and it gets done. Heck of a deal. But Ron Paul did great on that. And the message is easy to understand, folks. It's common sense. The thing is, it's common sense. And so much of that has been melted away, you know, from the country. That it's hard for people to understand common sense. Things that are easy 15 years ago, 20 years ago to understand, people don't understand it. Ask a kid how to give you direction somewhere. They can't. They know how to get there, but they don't know the address of the place. They don't know any of that. It's incredible to watch. I mean, you're going, what? That's where we're at. I mean, everybody is continually being dumbed down, and everybody's been run inside their houses. Ooh, don't go outside. Al-Qaeda's outside. And you don't talk to your neighbors anymore. The only time you talk to your neighbors is when the power goes out. Everybody comes outside, and everybody's chatting, want to know what's going on. We had a thunderstorm here, oh, I guess it was 2 years ago, and power was knocked out for a while. A transformer got hit by lightning. And the next thing you know, we're all sitting here without power, and the next thing you know, everybody's outside. Neighbors I had not seen in months. Outside, we're all talking. People behind us came around talking. Everybody's kind of out walking while we're waiting for the power company to put the power back on so we can go back to our useless little lives. And the conversations were great. You know, it was an amazing thing, and this happens all the time. Power goes out, everybody goes outside. Get to know your neighbors. Hang out a little bit. Ooh, but Dancing with the Stars is back on. Gotta get back in. Al-Qaeda's lurking. But Al-Qaeda was still lurking when the power was out. Oh, but no, we don't have people telling us that. Ooh. And it's this message of freedom and liberty, folks, that we have got to spread to the rest of the country. And to make them understand, look, your rights, your freedoms are being taken away from you, and you don't even know it. And you can take them back. There is no representation in our government anymore. The very same set of circumstances that were in place when the colonists and founding fathers started the American Revolution, they're in place now. It's taxation without representation. Back with more on a final segment here around the corner. But don't go anywhere. Glad you're with us tonight. It's the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You just know what you got. Oh, Lord, you've been stealing.
final few minutes of tonight's program here on the Midnight Rider. And, you know, folks, it's literal taxation without representation at this point. You know, 70 million people in the midterm election told Congress to get us out of Iraq. That was the mandate given to them. They've done nothing towards that end. In fact, they're working on extending it. You've got Hillary Clinton saying that we're going to be there till a minimum of 2013. Others, their budgets that they're looking at with almost $2 trillion spent on the war by 2017. This is going to be just like Korea, where our people are there and they don't go home. Despite the fact you've got the South Koreans begging us to call an end to the war in Korea. That war is still going on. Just there's no fighting. It hasn't been any fighting for, 50 years. And we're deployed in 130 countries around the world. We're spending money we don't have. And they continue to spend more. They come up with more draconian legislation like this, H.R. 1955, submitted by a Democrat. Nancy, what's your name? I think it's Nancy Harmon. I think, hang on here. Jane Harmon. Jane Harmon of California's 36th District. She's a Democrat, folks. That's who introduced this legislation. There's no difference between Democrats and Republicans. They're all for taking your freedoms, your rights, and your liberties, those that are guaranteed to you as not being taken away by the Constitution. Why? Because they can't be, because they're given to you by the Creator. And the reason they're being taken away is because we're allowing it. Because we don't know what our rights are. We stop paying attention. Nobody knows about the Constitution. Nobody knows about the history of this country. The real history. Not the one little page in the little high school textbook that got glossed over because your history teacher was a freaking football coach and he was worried more about X's and O's than about George Washington. Been there, done it. Got t-shirts. And so we have got to fight back. And this is still an information war. We have, one, have to stop feeding the beast. Two, we have to take the fight to them. Put up a microstation if you can. If you can't, get a bunch of people together and put one up. Or do what you do best. If you're good at building websites, build a website. Blogging, write, make music, whatever. Whatever you're good at, do it. If you see something that needs to be done, do it. Don't wait for orders. They ain't coming. And three, prepare yourself and your family. Get your food, get your weapons if you need them, and lay in your supply. Because, folks, it ain't getting better. It's going to get worse. And you can take that to the bank. This isn't fear-mongering. It's none of that. I'm telling you the truth. Don't believe me? Go research it. In fact, I invite you to. And fourth, folks, stop being afraid. These people, yes, are dangerous. We know what they want to do. Get over the fear. The fear is their ultimate piece of control over you. And when you're no longer afraid, they're no longer in control. And you can take back your freedom. Freedom starts with individuals. One person, then another, and then another. Before you know it, you've got revolution. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. God bless everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night.